Speaking Sons from their latest album. Neo-American Pioneers before that from their new one. And the thread that connects both of those bands is that they're both performing at Dayton Music Fest 2018. It's happening September 21st and 22nd at three awesome venues in downtown Dayton: Blind Bob's, Trolley Stop, and the Yellow Cab. And we have event organizer, musician, man about town, friend of the show, Nathan Peters, here to tell us a little more. Nathan, welcome back.
Well, hey, thank you so much for having me back. It just seems like it was such a short time ago that I was here pumping up Dayton Music Fest 2017, and here I am again.
And this is your second year as organizer. Last year, I know it was really fast, a really fast and furious transition to get you the captain's seat, as it were, and to get the festival moving forward. And it was a great success last year.
Yeah, I mean, I was able to take care of all the bands, and we had people come out. And so Friday night last year, it was really cold and nobody was out. And then we were kind of like going, oh my gosh, what is happening? And then Saturday, it was like a nice chunk of Dayton, Ohio came out and supported the thing. And I just, it made me feel very, very good about the world. So, I basically started working on it for this year right after that, and just trying to find bands that have significance from Dayton, Ohio's past, present, and future. And it's kind of always going to be my goal. I was talking to Art a few weeks ago on his show, and we were just talking about kind of everything you go through to put on something like this, and I just kind of listed all the things I tried to do, like trying to get the Breeders, trying to get God of My Voices, trying to get, you know, XYZ, I tried to get the Ohio Players to play, like all this crazy stuff, and you just get told no a lot, and it's totally fine. But I started working on John Schmerzel from Crooks on Tape. Immediately after that, we had them on the bill. Everything was lined up. They booked an entire tour off of basically playing Dayton Music Fest, and then they wrecked their van 2 weeks ago. It's like they had to cancel their entire tour. So I'm just mentioning that because if you didn't know out there that Crooks on Tape had to cancel their tour, now you do. So it breaks my heart, and John's been texting me the past couple of days again saying how it's kind of breaking his too, because, you know, he's a Daytonian, but I think we might get him for something in December. So.
Good.
Yeah.
We'll just have to keep our browsers locked to the Facebook for news on that. But, you know, in addition to, you know, it is always kind of that quest to try to like get, you know, the big band or, you know, all of that. And yet, the cool thing, the thing that I've always loved about this festival is even when there is the big band, they're also like, this is your opportunity to take a weekend and just like explore Dayton music. Like if you don't get out a lot or you haven't come out to a live show, like what a great chance just to see like as many musicians, as many local bands as possible in a weekend of a variety of genres, past, present, and future, as you said. Solo acts, full bands, duos, the whole nine yards. You've got a really diverse lineup this year.
Well, thank you so much. And, you know, I couldn't have put it better myself. You know, what you said is exactly right. And that's what a lot of people have told me, is that the thing they always liked about Dayton Music Fest is like, you know, maybe you can't get out very often, but, you know, this is a weekend where you can come out and see just a lot of different things. If you don't get a chance to see what's going on now, you know, we got Luxury Pushers, who were, you know, Jamie Holiday from Haunting Souls, just, you know, has done amazing. He's been around forever playing punk rock. Dude's never changed. He's still going to put on one amazing show, and it's going to be awesome. So we got like, and then we got, you know, new younger bands that are doing stuff like the Speaking Sons and, you know, Adam Remnant's more like my generation of like the middle ground from Southeast Engine, and you know, like all these bands that are playing are really trying to push things and do things. And that, you know, I, those are all the type of things I take into account when I'm trying to really put the lineup together. But, you know, I put a lot of feelers out there at the beginning. And, but yeah, you're absolutely right. You get to go see some hip hop, what's going on with some Dayton hip hop, which is amazing. There's really great stuff there. You get to see like the folk that, that thrives really well. You get to see somebody like Happy Chester, Chichester, who's been around since the 80s and the Royal Crescent Mob, Hal and Maggie, the Afghan Whigs, played in the Twilight Singers. You know, like, these people are coming together because they love Dayton, Ohio, you know? And you know, I've made a lot of connections with these people over the years, and I just think it's a great time to go around. And you might only – I've shingled it so you can kind of – you could maybe run around and see everything, but you can kind of plan your schedule and see probably 15 minutes, 20 minutes of a lot of stuff.
I know that – I don't know about the first year, and I wish I could remember who this was. Someone in the second year of the festival managed to get to every single band.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, which is amazing, because it was way more spread out back then, because
yeah,
Canal
like
Street
four
was
or five
involved.
Venues,
yeah,
and
yeah.
It was like, yeah, you could had to go across town.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah. There was one person, I if anybody remembers who this person was, or if you are this person, you need to let me know. yeah, somebody managed to do all of the bands. I think it was year two or year three. And it's doable.
Yeah.
It's totally doable, especially this year, because you've got, you know, Trolley and Blind Bob's, which are right there on Fifth Street in the Oregon District. Mm-hmm. And then the Yellow Cab, which is just like right next door to the Oregon District.
Catty corner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Easily walkable.
And that's the nice thing about adding the Trolley this year, is that it isn't like last year. It was just Bob's and Yellow Cab, because I had to scale it back for my own sanity. I couldn't like manage. I didn't, you know, like my very patient girlfriend over here, Leslie, was very kind and helped me last year. But really, I never sought out a bunch of volunteers and like to try to pay managers to run each venue. Like, the thing that was nice about Yellow Cab and Bob's is that they're kind of self-run, right?
Mm-hmm.
They are used to doing this. The sound guy and whoever's there can make sure the schedule happens. And it's not something I have to like maintain the whole time. So otherwise, you know, it would be impossible for, like, you know,
yeah,
little old Nathan to do.
Yeah, until we invent a cloning machine.
Yeah.
And then we have many Nathans at many venues.
That would not be good for anybody. I'm just saying that out loud right now. That we don't need more of me in the world.
Science should not go in that direction.
Let's just not make that happen.
We're talking about Dayton Music Fest 2018. So I asked you before we came on what year this was, and this is the 14th annual. And tell me, did you – I know you've played a lot of them. Did you play very first one?
No, I didn't play the very first one.
Okay.
We were asked, and we got booked in Chicago to do something else. So
this would have been Captive Industry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we went and played Chicago. But yeah. And then we never really played it until Don and them took it over. And for no reason other than it was just not something then at that point we were really being asked to do for whatever reason. And then, but it was totally cool. I mean, I went to a lot of them, you know. You know, I can't remember. Maybe we played two of them.
I remember one of the ones that you guys played, because it was kind of a reunion, if I'm remembering correctly.
Yeah.
And it was a big, you guys like closed the night out, and it was a big thing.
Yeah, it was. I don't know how they had that many people in Blind Bob's, but it was pretty
yeah.
cool. Yeah. But you know, I want to build it into maybe something a little bit different. I kind of envision this like thing, like semi like Haunt Fest, except for, you know, without all the drama that comes along with that, maybe, and just make it like a thing where we close down Fifth Street and all the bars and purveyors mm-hmm. do their thing on the streets, and it becomes this bigger thing. But that's like years up the road. But what I'm excited about is that I'm just trying to grow it slowly. And I'm working with the 10 High Productions guys now, and they're going to help me, I think, really take it to the next level. So as excited as I am for it this year, I think it is just going to continue to get better. We're not going to overstretch ourselves, but we will make it really cool every year, and we're going to keep making it better.
Well, and that's kind of the cool thing about this festival, I have to say, having it's really interesting that this model has kind of worked in this community, to have a festival change hands every couple of years. Like, it sounds kind of crazy, and yet every group of organizers or organizer has been able to put their own stamp on it and expand and contract as they need and kind of as the community needs too. And so it's exciting to hear, like, you know, to watch, you know, your progress just in these 2 years so far, and to kind of see where you'll take it in the following year.
And I think it's going to be less me taking it places than other people, but I think that's okay. You know what I mean? I don't want to take
– Yeah.
I don't want to necessarily hand it off. I want to still be very hands-on, but I definitely am excited about having some serious help. And they've helped me this year with things that I'm just bad at, like social media. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm just – you know.
Hey, if you know you're bad at it, get somebody who's good at it.
You know, I put on a good show or two in my time, but it doesn't mean I'm like, oh, that's me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's the nice thing about having a team is you can balance out your skill sets there.
Yeah. And definitely excited to balance out that end of things. And then I can just swoop in and act like I'm really cool. You know?
We're talking Dayton Music Fest 2018. It's happening September 21st and 22nd. That's a Friday and a Saturday at Blind Bob's, the Trolley Stop, and the Yellow Cab. It's the 14th annual. We're going to tell you more about it here in just a moment, but let's take a listen to some more of the music. We're going to hear those guys that Nathan and I were talking about, the Luxury Pushers. If you haven't had the chance to see them live, they put on one heck of a show. Take a listen to this.
Busted hands and broken bones, rocks at kids from broken homes, change the channel and grab your phone, just cut the crap, it's time to go,
it's time to go.
Well, it's time to
Molise. Luxury Pushers before that. You can hear both of those bands at Dayton Music Fest. It's happening September 21st and 22nd. That's Friday and Saturday at Blind Bob's, Trolley Stop, and Yellow Cab. It's the 14th annual, and we're talking to event organizer Nathan Peters. Nathan, tell us about the Molise. They are awesome.
Well, Brandon Hawk introduced them to me, and he said, hey, can I have one request this year? And he said this band that came through a few months ago from Tokyo is wanting to come back through the same weekend as Dayton Music Fest. And I checked them out, and I was like, yeah, I mean, absolutely. These guys are rad. And how often, you know, do you get to see a band from another country, more or less Tokyo, you know? So I'm really excited to see them play. And I watched some live footage, and they really, like, kill it. They're, like, math rock. Amazing, you know, however good their recordings are, I'm sure their live show is just, like, gonna rip my soul apart and be awesome.
And really, like, looking at that lineup there, that's the Blind Bob's Saturday lineup. So start out with Pseudo, then Blacksire, then Grenades right into the Molise. Like, okay, that sounds amazing. And then the story changes. Really great to see those guys on the bill because they don't get to play a lot of local shows. They're out on tour both as their own band and with Hawthorne Heights.
Sure.
And then the Luxury Pushers rounding out that night.
Yeah,
like,
that's like the perfect Blind Bob's night to me.
Exactly. Let's go back to the Friday night, though. So Yellow Cab is going to be having their food truck rally to start off the evening and kick off the show.
Sure.
Starting off with Nasty Bingo. And then who else do we have that Friday night?
And then the Boxcar Suite are kicking off like the paid entry. So from 7 to 9, it's going to be free, obviously, because the food truck rally is happening at 9 o'clock. It turns into Dayton Music Fest. So it's like, you know, pumpkin. You lose a shoe, the pumpkin fades away, and now you got to pay, you know, type thing. So then the Boxcar Suite are kicking us off over there. Then we have Abertooth Lincoln, and then the amazing Dead Rider.
That's going to be wonderful.
From Chicago.
Yeah.
They come through Dayton once every 3 or 4 years. They have a new record coming out, and I just have to say, I played with them once, and they're just unbelievably good. They have their drummers from Dayton, Ohio. He played in Mink and Cage. So there's a huge Dayton connection there with that band in particular. But, you know, U.S. Maple, which was the pre-Dead Rider, you know, did a lot of touring with Brainiac. And the guy's total weirdo and does amazing stuff. And I don't know what he's got this amazing band. I'm super thrilled to have them come play Dayton, Ohio. So they were one of my, like, core things. Like, first started asking, I've been bugging them for since Dayton Music Fest finished last year. I tried to get them on last year. It just happened to work out this year that they have a record coming out and they're doing a tour. They're
Perfect.
Doing shows with Jesus Lizard and some other stuff. And they're going to come play Dayton, Ohio. So we're lucky to have them.
Awesome.
And then, you know, at Blind Bob's that night, we have Neo-American Pioneers kicking it off. The Nikki K Orchestra, I heard Jimmy Mack's going to be playing with them, which is cool. I kind of heard wind of that. So
heard
hopefully
a rumor.
That's true. Moira's playing. Yard Boss, Backstabbeth, which is the Dayton, Ohio quintessential Black Sabbath tribute band.
Which is amazing, by the way.
They're fantastic. Yeah. I mean, it's like, you know, as close as you can probably get to watching Black Sabbath. So that's going to be fantastic. And then at Trolley Stop that night, we got Lord Kimbo, Starving in the Belly of the Whale. Joe Anderl is going to play like a broken down acoustic set. Paige Baylor, which I think puts on the best acoustic set of anybody in Dayton, Ohio.
And her new EP is amazing.
It's super, super good.
Yeah.
And then Adam Remnant's band finishing off the night, which they're fantastic. The Trolley Stop is the perfect setting for every single band that's going to be there that night. And that's kind of how we broke it up. You know, it's like the things that really need to be at the specific places are going to be there. And then you'd be a fool not to try to run around and see all of it or some of it or most of it, you know. So then Saturday, should I keep going or did you?
Yeah,
no.
I'm going to say keep rolling.
Keep rolling.
Because as you're talking, I'm like making notes and planning out my strategy
planning
here.
Your strategy.
Like, okay,
that's
I got to be here at this time.
You should have a strategy. so then starting off Saturday, we're kicking off at Yellow Cab at 5 o'clock with Nova Gold, then Tino, amazing rapper in town, Cricket Bows, which are just fantastic rock band, Speaking Sons, which just played Springs Fest. We had to move them around a little bit. They were originally going to play Friday, but they're playing an amazing show in Columbus on Friday now, so they're going to come back and kick it awesome. Speaking Sons are one of my favorite Yellow Springs bands. Long from Cincinnati, which is playing Dayton often, and they're touring, and they just deserve everything that they could get.
And, like, see them now because
it's going to be big.
Big stuff coming for them. I can feel it in the wind.
For sure. I've known lots of people who have toured like they do, and it's either make or break, and I've seen a lot of people be very successful, and I've seen it. But, you know, that is the only way you can do it. It's like you almost have to be homeless for a few years. And they are doing it, man. They are out constantly. It's like they're constantly announcing their next tour. They just basically live on the road. So kudos to them. And they're doing something very unique and cool. It's a cello player and a drummer. And she sings. It's distorted. It's crazy cool.
Yeah.
So we got Brat Curse from Columbus, which is Brian Baker's band, who's, you know, obviously no stranger to Dayton, Ohio. Everybody knows that nice young man. I just love him. I kind of tried to get Twin Peaks last minute, but it wasn't going to work. And then I tried to get them to do an Astro Fang reunion last minute, and that wasn't going to work. But I'm going to start working on that for next year, because I think that'd be sweet to get that
Astro
sweet,
Fang in 2019.
Sweet Colin kid back to town and watch him play drums again as a slightly older, you know, amazing player now. Obviously in a band that's doing way bigger stuff than we could ever imagine, but Brat Curse is playing, and then Hexadiad's gonna close out Yellow Cab on Saturday night. Friday night at Blind Bob's, we got Pseudo, which is some hip hop, awesome stuff, Black Sire, which is some metal, Grenades, which is indie pop. We got the Mullies from Tokyo. Need I say more? You just heard them. The Story Changes, which is Mark McMillan's band. And they tour basically constantly either with his band or in Hawthorne Heights. Super busy. They go all around the world.
Rare that we see them before Christmas time.
Yeah. I mean, it's basically not like one or two a year. Yeah. So it's pretty sweet that Mark decided to play this year, and I really appreciate that of him. Then obviously the Great Luxury Pushers. You know, if you've never seen Jamie play live, it's an amazing thing that has to be witnessed to really understand. I've been going to see him since, 2000, and I've always just been like, whoa.
Yeah.
That's what a rock band should be, I guess.
One of those bands that, like, when you're just like, okay, I need like a really good like hard rock, like punk style show, like the Luxury Pushers will deliver.
They will deliver that show to you. And Chris Wright's playing with them. It's gonna be awesome. Yeah, it's gonna be totally awesome. And then Saturday at the trolley stop, we got Kylene Downs, Biscuits and Gravy, and the New Old Fashioned, which they just have a new record out. It's awesome. My personal favorite person in the world and hero, Happy Chichester. And then Shrug, which, is going to be, there's not going to be as many Shrug shows as we maybe were used to, or not as many times we get to see Todd. So that's something that's going to be special. We need to cherish and go see him play for as many times we get him before he moves out to San Francisco.
And especially Shrug at the trolley stop.
Yeah.
Like, that's a... That's such a,
that's,
you know...
That was their stomping ground. That and Canal Street. Those are the places I remember seeing them play when I was young. So...
We're talking Dayton Music Fest. Yeah. It's going to be awesome. It's Dayton Music Fest 2018, September 21st and 22nd. So mark your calendars now. And we've got this whole lineup. We've got a link to it on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. So you can, like... print it out, draw lines on it, make your plan, like map out what you're going to do, because there's a lot to see and do, and it's going to be awesome. And advanced tickets are on sale now, worth getting ahead of time.
Yeah, eventbrite.com. It's way cheaper to buy now. Get it while you can,
Make the commitment to go out now and get the tickets and start planning, make a night of it. And I will say, we mentioned this kind of at the top. This is such a good opportunity if you don't get to go out and hear a lot of live music. This is like the weekend to, get the babysitter or arrange your schedule thus, because you will get to see so many people. I mean, in looking at your lineup, there are so many people that have been on this show. So, like, if you listen to Kaleidoscope a lot and you're like, oh, I want to see that band live and that band live and that band live, well, there's your chance right there to see them all live. All of your favorites are here.
Yeah, and next year's going to be the same, with maybe some twists.
Ooh.
I'm already working on next year.
And it'll be 15. So, like, you know what they say about, like, years that end in zeros and fives. Those are, like, the big ones.
This is going to be the big one. Ooh. Next year's going to be the big one. It's going to be it's going to be a rip-roaring time. I just see it growing every year, and I'm just excited to be a part of it, and I'm just excited that it's continuing, you know, and that our city is, you know, I just watched that Frontline documentary last night. It kept me up half the night. And, you know, although I totally understand where things are right now with our town, I do think that there's a lot of people that care and a lot of people that are trying to do good and make things better. And I think the more we can come together as a community and support each other, the better off we're going to be. So let's continue that support, and let's, you know, all you Daytonians out there listening, you know who I'm talking to. You guys do so many amazing things, and you should be proud of all the – there's a reason why some of us have stayed here during all these economic times. I was born and raised here. I'm going to die in Dayton, Ohio. And, you know, I just think – I think as a community we are coming together, but we maybe need to look a little deeper into some of our problems, but we're trying. You know, we're trying the best we can, and I think Dayton is becoming a good – when you see the development and things that are happening downtown, I think it's really amazing, but we need to think about our all of our people in town too. So
For sure. And, you know, 14 years of a festival, we've seen venues come and go. We've seen bands come and go. We've seen friends leave us, but it really speaks to something that a musical community can sustain a festival for this many years and have continually like amazing batches of bands that can fill multiple venues, you know, on multiple nights in a weekend, you know, like that's
for how small Dayton is. People probably don't realize how many like cool bands there are.
It's
in town.
Pretty amazing.
There's so many people that were influenced by things from the past that have brought it to the future and are continuing to help the progression of Dayton music. And I think it's just amazing.
You can take part in it. It's Dayton Music Fest 2018. Come for the music and stay for the community. It's September 21st and 22nd. It's going to be going down at Blind Bob's, the trolley stop, and the Yellow Cab. It's the 14th annual. Advance tickets are on sale now. We've got links up to the lineup and to get your tickets at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Nathan, thank you so much for being here, and thank you for continuing this great Dayton tradition.
Hey, Juliet, thank you so much for continuing Dayton music. And with your program every Wednesday night, and everybody should tune in every Wednesday night. And just keep in mind, everybody out there, that this is a gem we have, and we have to continue to nourish it and continue it forward. So support your public radio. Thank you so much.
Let's take a listen to another one of the bands that's going to be playing Dayton Music Fest. These guys have seen it all. They've been around for a while, and we cherish them as part of our music community. Here's Shrug.